coming off a big old weekend.
It's the weekend
with you. What a wonderful weekend, too. Indeed, it was. First of all, started off there with our hometown handshake tour, which will resume, by the way, in a couple of weeks towards the end of the month. So part one of the handshake tour was just about the coolest, funnest thing that we've done in a long time. Just hanging with you, Hank fans. It was the Brahms there in Cleveland this past Friday. Coming up on the way, man, we had a lot of Hank fans out there that knew the show, loved the show, had a lot of amazingly nice, unsolicited things to say about the show. And, of course, Hank FM. You'll hear about that coming up. And then, of course, it was reignited because we were just in the Burleson Brahms the week before. And then we were in Cleburne. And now the bitter rivalry resumes between Burleson and Cleburne. So that comes up. We try to make peace. We know how well this show does on that. So big thanks to that just being a huge success. Heather Lee still on vacation this week, but kicked off the weekend. Billy Currington, great show with Kip Moore. That was Friday night at Toyota Music Factory over there in Irving. I want to say maybe Mark Phillips attended that concert. It was Weird Al. I hate that I missed Weird Al. He was in Grand Prairie. That and it really wanted to be several places all at the same time, specifically on Saturday, too. Weird Al was in concert, and then Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass were in concert as well. But unfortunately, you can only be in so many places at once, at one time. Eventually, we did get around to watching most of SummerSlam, which was two nights this year. John Cena's a good guy again, ladies and gentlemen. Jelly Roll did not win, but he won our hearts. And got his booty kicked, too, by Logan Paul. Holy cow. And Cody Rhodes is your champion again. But I will get you coming up here next after the flashback to Globe Life Field for the Rangers in a World Series matchup rematch from a couple of years ago against the hated Diamondbacks. We'll get you to Globe Life Field. I was there Saturday with the kiddo. It was My Chemical Romance and Garbage in concert. In fact, texting in this morning just a couple of minutes ago from the 682, my sister had said, Shannon from the Ville, the KB, you were going to the MCR concert, and I did not believe her. But I myself went. I'm a fan, and I'm surprised you're still alive. I did go. It was the kiddo's first concert. That's her favorite band, MCR, in the emo land.
Good morning, Doc, man.
Your local middle-aged emo reporting for duty.
How was the concert?
I mean, it was stellar. It was fantastic, and it was indoors, which is good because there were a lot of pale people wearing black.
But I had never seen the sunlight.
So it was good for everybody to get out and then go back inside. It was a great show, though. The kiddo, just her mind was blown. They did not disappoint. That was very cool.
That's the main thing, KB.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was pretty neat. So her first concert and her favorite band and her type of people, who were very cool, by the way. It was the happiest group of sad people I've ever seen in my life. It was pretty great.
You get the eyeliner off and everything?
Turns out Sharpie was a bold choice and a bad one.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.